I took the L back to my neighborhood on high alert, watching for anyone who might be following, lying in wait, or otherwise planning malicious deeds involving me. I didn't see anyone doing any of those things on the L, or as I walked to my apartment in the basement of an old boarding house. Once there, I walked down a sunken concrete staircase to my front door, one of those nifty all-metal security doors, and with a muttered word and an effort of will, I disarmed the wards that protected my home. Then I used a key to open its conventional locks and slipped inside. Mister promptly hurtled into my shins with a shoulder block of greeting. The big gray cat weighed about 30 pounds, and the impact actually rocked me back enough to let my shoulder blades bump against the door. I reached down and gave his ears a quick rub. Mister purred, walking in circles around one of my legs, then sidled away and hopped up onto a bookshelf to resume the important business of napping away a summer afternoon in wait for the cool of evening. An enormous mound of shaggy gray and black fur appeared from the shadows in the little linoleum-floored alcove that passed for my kitchen. It walked over to me, yawning as it came, its tail wagging in relaxed greeting. I hunkered down as my dog sat and thrust his head toward me, and I vigorously scratched his ears and chin and the thick ruff of fur over his neck with both hands. Mouse, all quiet on the home front, boy. His tail wagged some more, jaw dropping open to expose a lethal array of very white teeth, and his tongue lolled out in a doggy grin. Oh, I forgot the mail, I said. You mind getting it? Mouse promptly rose and I opened the door. He padded out in total silence. Mouse moves lightly for a rhinoceros. I crossed my floor of mismatched carpets and rugs to slump into the easy chair by the old fireplace. I picked up my phone and dialed Thomas's number. No answer. I glared at the phone for a minute, and because I wasn't sure what else to do, I tried it again. No one answered. What were the odds? I chewed on my lip for a minute and began to worry about my brother. Mouse returned a moment later, long enough to have gone out to the designated dog-friendly little area in the house's yard. He had several bits of mail held gently in his mouth, and he dropped them carefully onto the surface of the old wooden coffee table in front of my sofa. Then he went over to the door and leaned a shoulder against it. It hadn't been installed quite right, and it was a real pain in the ass to open, and once it was open, it was a pain in the ass to close. Mouse shoved at the door with a little snort of familiar effort, and it swung to. Then he came back over to settle down by me. Thanks, boy. I grabbed the mail, scratched his ears again, and flicked to life several candles on the end table next to the recliner with a muttered spell. Bills, I reported to him, going through the mail. More bills, junk mail, another Best Buy catalog. Jesus, those people won't give up. Larry Fowler's new lawyer. I put the unopened envelope against my forehead and closed my eyes. He's threatening me with another variation on the same lawsuit. I opened the letter and skimmed it, then tossed it on the floor. It's as if I'm psychic. I opened the drawer in the end table, felt about with my fingertips, and withdrew a single silver metallic key. The only one on a ring marked with an oval of blue plastic that sported my business card's logo, Harry Dresden, Wizard, Paranormal Investigations, Consulting, Advice, Reasonable Rates. I looked at the key. Thomas had given it to me in case I should need to show up at his place in an emergency. He had a key to my place, too, even after he'd moved out. There had been a tacit understanding between us. The keys were there in case one or the other of us needed help. They had not been given so that one or the other of us could go snooping uninvited around the other one's home and life, though I suspected that Thomas had looked in on my place a few times, hoping to figure out how the place managed to get so clean. He'd never caught my housekeeping brownies at work, and he never would. They're pros. The only drawback to having fairy housekeepers is that you can't tell people about them. If you do, they're gone, and no, I don't know why. The faces of the dead women drifted through my thoughts, and I sighed and closed my fingers around the key. Okay, boy, I said. Time to go visit Thomas. Mouse rose up expectantly, his tags jingling, his tail thrashing energetically. Mouse liked going for rides in the car. He trotted over to the door, pulled his lead down from where it hung on the doorknob, and brought it over to me. "Hang on," I told him. "I need the arsenal." I hate it when bad business goes down in summer. I put on my torturously warm leather duster. I figured I could take death from heat prostration to whole new levels given the potential presence of further firebombs. And that could land me a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records, maybe even a Darwin Award.